still filling in up top now.
It's pouring rain outside the Leon County Civic Center, but inside is a hive of activity. More than 2,000 people are chatting, hugging, and negotiating seating arrangements among an increasingly shrinking number of available floor seats.
See where my husband's standing? Oh, okay. See where that lady in the blue is? Sit on the right there. Just go straight there.
These teachers are here for one thing, to understand what they will be expected to teach students in the next few years. More than 40 states, including Florida, have adopted uniform teaching standards called the Common Core. Miami-Dade Superintendent Alberto Carvalho says for the first time ever, students across the country will be learning the exact same thing at the exact same time.
And the Common Core basically levels out the playing field across the country. It's a voluntary program where states embrace a new set of standards. So it's an idea whose time has come.
And Leon County School Superintendent Jackie Pons says it will be up to teachers to bring that information home.
So we're trying to move and get our teachers ready where they'll know what they have to do and what the expectations are. And I've got the highest level of confidence in teachers throughout this great state. If we give them what they need, they will continue to provide excellent education for the students throughout Florida.
Kindergartners started under the program last year, and this year Florida will include first and second graders. Teachers like Catherine Soles, a Hartsfield Elementary School reading coach, say these new standards are much more in-depth and challenge students to prove why they think a certain way.
Before we did this transition, I would say that there were probably a lot more lower-ended questions that were asked of students, and now, like, what color is the car that the man is driving, whereas now, you know, how do you know that the character is angry? And then they would have to go back and cite evidence from the text. The author wrote, he was furious.
The new standards put more emphasis on students justifying and proving their answers. As Florida works to phase in the Common Core learning requirements, it's also phasing out the Florida Comprehensive Assessment Test, or FCAT. By 2015, public school students in all grade levels in participating states will be learning under the Common Core system, and they'll all be taking the same test. The goal is to teach students how to think and to prepare them for college or careers. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.